Right, okay, should we pick another one then from Talk Talk's Agony Aunt Anne? I quite like the sound of Girlfriend Won't Go Out, but we also have I Drink Too Much, Feeling Guilty All the Time, Is This Normal, I Want a Baby, and Mum Wants to Interfere, which sounds
right,
a bit worrying.
Right, Paul, I'll let you pick this time. I'll let you pick.
I had to play the gay card,
didn't I? So, yeah, I'll let you pick.
Right, okay. What should I say to my girlfriend if she won't... This isn't me talking. I'm reading the letter out. What should I say
to
my girlfriend...
Cover up. It's all right.
Yes, okay. What should I say to my girlfriend if I want us to get out more and she won't? I can't convince her to get out of the house. We've been together and only really go out and have fun once every 5 months. Good God. That's me saying good God. How can I get her out of the house to have a good night out? Okay, so... Anne then says to Ryan, I'm sorry you and your girlfriend have been having difficulties organising mutually satisfactory social outings, which is quite a mouthful, isn't it? Solving this will depend on different factors. Does your girlfriend go out to work? And on it goes, is money an issue? Do blah. And yeah, and even a website, paniccure.com. So she goes into quite some detail. And as you might expect, it's quite a rational approach and nothing wrong with that. But let's go to Benjamin Stubbs now, the manifestation for Muggles Messiah. What's the law of attraction angle on this on a girlfriend who won't go out?
Right. Obviously, over time, he's focused on the side of her that he doesn't like. So he's focusing. When they first got together, they probably started going out. And then one night she didn't. And then his friends probably said, oh, you know, careful, you'll be married soon and you won't be going out at all. And in some ways, he's kind of made this image of her. He's made her kind of be like this in some sense because he's expected it. You get what you expect. You get what you think about. You get what you talk about. And he's getting that side of it. So in some ways, he's attracted this side of her because no one can be in your vicinity without you attracting that side of them. So in some sense, not blaming him again, obviously, but he's brought that on with her. But what I'd say again is not look at the past. What can you do now? Well, in the day, you're trying to change her. You've got to be happy whatever she wants to do. If you want to go out, you go out. Take the power back on yourself. Why should she have to go out with you? Stop blaming her for you not feeling good. That's what he's doing in some sense.
Wow.
You're not making me happy. You should make me happy. Go out and make me happy. No, only you can make you happy. And the more he makes him happy by following what he wants to do, things he wants to do, he'll say, right, I'm going to have the boys tonight, or I'm going to go out and play snooker, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to watch the football. But doing it not out of spite, but from a place of, what do I want to do then? What I want to go out. Does he need his missus? No, doesn't need it. And I feel with that, by changing his vibration on it, on her, either she will have to go out more and think, oh, God, it's actually quite fun to go out. He seems to be having a good time. I'll go out next time with him. Or, yeah, sod it, let's go and watch Harry Potter. She'll change. Or... this new him that's actually following his bliss, because you can't change someone's vibration. All you can do is attract that side from them. But if they're too far, too big a gap, she will have to phase out. It won't be an awful split, but someone else will come in who's at that level, who wants to go out, loves the doing your own thing and the spontaneity. By the sounds of it, he's quite spontaneous and then blaming her for not being. But he's got to stop blaming her. What I would probably recommend to him is, look at the positive side of what is about your girlfriend do you love? Well, she must be caring. She may be good in bed. Who knows? She may be a good cook. That's not being sexist. I'm just saying she may be. There's all these things that you may like about her. Focus that side of her. Do what you want to do. What things make you happy. And either way is a win-win. Either she will have to come up to your level, but she doesn't want to from a vibrational point of view. She will slowly slip out and a girl will come in who's even better, that's spontaneous, wants to do what you want to do and is full of life as much as you are.
Now, this is why he's called the Bliss Bro. This is why he's called the Muggles Messiah of Manifestation. What a top answer. That was spot on. Thank you for that. And we've worked out, with the help of Kim Chimney in the chat room, we've worked out what the prize is for being so brilliant. You get the other half of the box of Jaffa Cakes.
Oh, thank you. That'd be the proper ones, not them cheapo ones.
Certainly not. No, thank you, Kim Chimney, for that.